All right, now I heard Paul Alexander mention this. I did not know Pitt was playing basketball against Eastern Michigan this evening. So, you know, Eastern Michigan, I believe when they first started their athletic programs, their nickname was the Hurons, right? Like Huron. They switched it to the Eagles. I thought it was a gigantic missed opportunity. Eastern Michigan, I've always said this, should be the Emus because it's EMU and it should be EMU Emus. I thought that'd be fantastic. Anyway, that's just how my brain works. But I do think it'd be a cool nickname. The EMU Emus. That would fit. Maybe I'll talk to Charlie Batch about all this at some point. Anyway, snap, 866-391-1020. Now, there's a misappropriation of thought, I think. And it's from some people on social media, some people in the general public. Hell, some talk show hosts. And you know something that bothers me? When people say, not everyone's fat and lazy and looking for a free handout. Well, nobody's saying that. There are plenty of people in this country who need a hand, need some help, and SNAP is a very good program for them. I think anybody logically would agree to that. But too many people are polarizing this and making it an all-or-nothing situation. And that works on talk radio for other people. For me, I speak truth. And I don't try to create two teams. I try to speak logic. So it isn't about that. Everybody's lazy and fat. No, that's lazy. Be honest with you. Do some work. Do some research. Like I did. So I was watching Channel 11 the other day. And they were doing a story on SNAP benefits. And they had a guy in Butler who was bemoaning his SNAP benefits were going away. But at this point, they were going to come back because they were like voting on it. It was about to be pushed back in. And the guy was loading up his car talking about how he was going to have to dip into his savings account and how Christmas was going to be lean and whatever. And this was purely by accident, I think. You could see as he was loading up his car in the back, there was more Mountain Dew than maybe I've ever seen anybody come out of a supermarket with, along with Pepsi. Okay? Now, SNAP has been in the middle of a big debate nationally recently, you know? But when you use SNAP to buy Mountain Dew and Pepsi, you continue in that vicious cycle for particularly poor people that is pretty much like a whirlpool. Now, 41.7 million Americans benefit from the use of SNAP. 2 million in Pennsylvania. Just in Pennsylvania, over $366 million in food assistance monthly. But I seem to want to split it in the middle here. Fat and lazy, fat and lazy. Everybody should get SNAP. Now, how about this middle? There needs to be some reform. It just does. So I looked up a study that was done about 10 years ago, but now has evolved. It's hard to calculate the total spending on sodas through SNAP. November 2016 USDA report summarized data from a major grocery chain for 2011 and found soft drinks were the number one purchase of 238 commodities it tracked. This was a taxpayer-funded windfall of $3.7 billion for Coca-Cola. $3.7 billion for Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and other bottlers that year alone. Add in other sugary sweetened beverages like sports drinks, energy drinks, and the figure grew to more than $6 billion. Now, years removed from that, the total SNAP spending for sugary sweetened beverages is most likely over $10 billion annually. I don't mind to help people out who need a hand, and plenty of people need a hand. But there should be more stipulations. There should. When I see people crying poor mouth and people who are needing a hand, and then in that same report on Channel 11, I see a guy loading his trunk up with a bunch of Mountain Dews and Pepsis, I say, there needs to be reform. Now, you know what I'm met with when I put that out on social media? You're only paying $37 a year. What's it to you? Let the guy have what he wants. Oh? Well, it doesn't stop there. Because if we continue to let people who don't have a lot put terrible things in their body, we end up paying more in healthcare for everybody in this country. Now, SNAP benefits in Pennsylvania can't be used to purchase alcohol, tobacco, non-food items, pet food, household supplies, toiletries, things like that. You know you can't buy hot foods either for immediate consumption. Like, you can't go up and buy a ready-made sandwich, a deli sandwich. While not currently enacted, there has been a proposed bill in Pennsylvania to add junk foods like candy and some sodas. So if you're going to get it from me and from other people, why can't we have some say in this? I'm not asking everybody has to have the most fit, the greatest, the most incredible meal with SNAP. But if we did put some stipulation on it, then maybe, just maybe, we'd work toward having a healthier world. And that would help people in the end. It looks as if when people fill their cart with, well, a bunch of junk food and a bunch of soda pop and pop and all that, that they're not necessarily making good choices. And if it's not their money, maybe, just maybe, they should be forced into making good choices. I'm not saying SNAP should be taken away, although I do think that many, 41.7 Americans on SNAP, needs to be looked into some, but so too do need we need to look into the eligible foods. It just burned me up a little bit. And I think that it probably made some other people go, wait a minute, so you can buy all that pop with all that SNAP money? That doesn't make a lot of sense. So a question to you at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Should there be stipulations? There already are. But should there be deeper stipulations on what we should be able to buy with a SNAP card? I seem to think so, and I can't believe I'm alone in this. Although, even if I am, it doesn't waver the way that I feel. Your call's next, 866-391-1020. All right, great text here. You know what, Colin? Instead of trying to regulate what low-income people buy with their food assistance, how about we try to educate our general population about a better way to eat? Even if you're paying for it with your own money, isn't the end result still a burden on our healthcare system and society as a whole? How about this, buckaroo? How about we do both? You know, again, when we get into topics like this, so many think it's an all-or-nothing proposition, this side or that side. The other part, though, that I think is flawed in your assertion is we should try to regulate what low-income people who are relying on tax money, we should try to regulate what they eat. You know why? Because when they get health problems, they generally are less apt to be able to pay for their health coverage or have insurance. So there's that, but it can be both. It can be. This just is, I just have a sneaking suspicion, I do, that the lobby, right, that the PepsiCo lobby, we know their power, and they want this. They get their funds, they get their money, and it's a despicable cycle that keeps happening. But when I saw that, right, I saw just how much pop this guy had in his car. And it was a great Channel 11 story. They went out, they beat the bushes, they man on the street, they talked to people. But it threw me back. It just did. And I went, wait a minute. When this program was thought up and this program was delivered, the old food stamp program and all of that, there's no way we had our minds on, all right, there's definitely people that need some help. There's definitely people that need a ramp to getting out of this. There are people that have had a hard time. There, all of that. But the answer can't be Doritos and Mountain Dews. It just, it can't be. And I don't know if more, I don't know if all Americans or even a decent portion of America know that that's what we're funding. Dom's in North Hills. Hi, Dom.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I saw that same, you know, news story the other day that you're talking about. And two things. Yes, I did notice, you know, all the pop in the car and thought, well, what the heck? I said, well, maybe, you know, he snapped in cover that. He bought it on his own, but whatever.
Well, let me stop you there because somebody else said that. If he bought on his own, then that would take away money he would have to justly buy different groceries.
I get it. I'm not defending that. But I have two other things caught me, too. It was when he said, now this may not be popular, but he said, you know, I have six kids to feed.
Maybe really? Snap you should know, pay for condoms, then.
Yeah, you'd be right. I was saying it's 2025. We kind of know what causes that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't afford them, don't have them. That's the way I did it. I didn't have kids till I was, you know, able to afford them. And the second guy that they in the same story that they interviewed, if you remember him,
yeah, Dom.
He said something along the lines, "Hey, man, I'm almost, you know, I was ready to break out my credit cards to pay." Well, you know what? There's a lot of working stiffs that are broke before payday who have to pull out their credit card to pay. You know what I mean? You know, that's nothing new that a lot of people unfortunately have to do.
Right, and that's this. You hit the nail on it, Dom. But it's people like me who say things like this that get shouted at by people in the general public that get told, not directly, but other hosts and other people that have shows, well, some people just think everyone's fat and lazy and looking for a free handout. That's not true. But there should be some level of reform. There are far too many people who are on SNAP and it's not regulated enough. I am here 100% to help people who need the help. But it has grown out of control. It's not what it was designed at the very start. And frankly, there are, I think, the numbers greater than zero of people who are misusing this. And you're always going to have a plus minus. You're always going to have some people you can't catch them all, right? But it's just become too easy. And by too easy, one thing you could do, if you can't regulate the people, what you could do is regulate the product. And regulate the product that is able to be used. Now, answer me this and tell me this makes sense. So, if your kid is out on the street in the summer and they're running around, your kid can't use SNAP to go in and buy a hoagie that Giant Eagle pre-makes at Get-Go or whatever that sits there at the counter. But they can go in and buy a 2-liter pop. That makes no sense to me because you can't have pre-made food or deli sandwiches or things like that. They want you, and this is a good deal, they want you to buy food that'll keep, and I understand that. But that being said, they also allow you to buy soda and chips. Makes no sense. Ed's in Cecil. Hi, Ed.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from, but I just say let them buy what they want to buy. I mean, it's not pop. They're going to be buying macaroni and cheese, which is good for you, or ramen noodles that's loaded with salt. I mean, you know. Just let them buy what they want to buy.
Yeah, let everybody buy what they want to buy. Well, here's the thing. I'm not telling you you need to agree with me. You don't. This is just how I feel. And I feel that more we continue to run away from the front end and don't understand what the back end is, which is just spiking healthcare premiums, our country paying for everybody that's a total fat ass and out of shape, then the more we're just going to ignore it and bury our head in the sand. So when do we ever get a hold of it?
I mean, they're going to get around the one way or another. Here's a quick story for you. I work for a vending company, okay? We had vending machines in a school. All of a sudden, they call us and say, we want all the candy out because through the state, we're not going to get funds if we sell candy. So we go take all the candy out and put healthy stuff in. So what does the school do? They start selling candy over the counter in the office.
Yeah, all right. What's that have to do with this? The kids were buying it with their own money, though. They weren't using SNAP benefits. Again, here's the thing, too. People say it's only $37 a year to someone like you. When am I allowed to speak up? When it's $50, when it's 100, when it's 1,000. If I don't speak up with my disdain at $37, when is that threshold and when is that point where I'm allowed to disagree? And I know it's unpopular to some people, like that guy. Let them eat what they want to eat. Okay, then we continue down this road. And we continue to gripe about how expensive healthcare is. We continue to gripe about how jam-packed hospitals are. We continue to gripe about how expensive insulin or how tough it is to get for people who legitimately need it, not people who ate their way into it. All that. But I speak up at this level, and all these contortionists do all they can to talk their way out of me being wrong. You don't have to agree with me, but I'm not backing off on it. SNAP shouldn't be funding pop, and it shouldn't be funding junk food. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I think I found the greediest man in sports history. Or maybe the dumbest. Or maybe the dumbest, greediest man in sports history. I'll explain in just a little bit right here, KDK. That's 866-391-1020. So, I will get into who I feel is one of the dumbest people alive. We'll dive into that in just a little while. Oh, by the way, Rich Fitzgerald in the next hour, Executive Director, Southwestern PA Commission. He joins. Dustin Gawker, he's a gaming industry expert and journalist. He joins in the 5 o'clock hour to talk about these, well, two of the dumbest men alive, these pitchers who got paid very little to get wrangled into prop betting, fixing prop bets, and they were getting paid a lot to actually pitch baseball. So why would they do this? And there's something else out there where sports betting might just be taxed at a different rate, and it could be holding up our state budget. It really could be. So we'll talk to him about that coming up at 5 o'clock. 866-391-1020. We're talking about these SNAP benefits and a lot of people weighing in on the text line and the phone line. Ron's in Mount Pleasant. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Colin, how are you?
I've never been better. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a recent retiree. I retired in April. I saw that same program you saw there on Channel 11, and it just took me aback the same as you. The wife and I had just sat down to eat dinner, and I started counting the cases of pop, and that just blew me away. And I said to the wife, I said, we go to the store, we watch our pennies, not that we can afford our pop, but we watch our pennies. The wife and I, well, she was in the store a year ago, and the same deal, a lady had two carts completely full of food, completely. One of them with pop ringing the whole cart. She pulled in there, and her SNAP card got denied, and she got very belligerent about it and said, there's money in there. And my wife spoke up and said, yeah, there has to be, because my husband and I just finished work today.
Oh, my God.
So there should be money. Should be. I said, I couldn't believe she said that. But it made her mad because she saw what was in that cart, and I'm with you 120%. That program needs to be restructured.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. If it doesn't get restructured, it causes divide. And I'm here to help. I am. I don't tell everybody, don't feel the need to tell everybody, don't need to pat myself on the back about community service or charity work or anything. It's just not me. Not what I do. I don't got to tell everybody. I want to help people, and I do help people. So does our family. That being said, when there is misuse, and it's not even misuse at this point, because the state allows it. When it's not using it in the spirit of how it should be used, or it's detrimental, that's when it causes a divide. And that's when it causes the helpers, or good people, to look at it and say, well, wait just a minute here. We want to help and we want to do well for people who are not as advantaged or don't have the same lot in life. But when they take advantage of it or aren't using it for a great purpose, it becomes harder to swallow. You know, I do. I find it offensive when people initially put you into two categories. And they say, everybody thinks everybody's lazy. And everybody's trying to get a free hand. I don't think that at all. I do not. But when I did see that story on Channel 11 with that guy loaded up with pop, and he was talking about his SNAP benefits, he wasn't getting enough, I said, well, I'm not mad at that guy. Don't hate the player, hate the game, all that kind of stuff. But it's time we do look into reform for SNAP benefits, because it should just lead to, one, a healthier lifestyle, and two, generally people who are on SNAP don't have the means or as much for health care, and there's a general deterioration then if that's what they're consuming. I mean, I don't think that's a difficult to do mathematical equation. It isn't. Linda's in South Fayette. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Colin. Calling about SNAP benefits.
Sure.
I agree that there should be some limits on things, but I also think it shouldn't be draconian. And instead of just outright banning products, perhaps they could structure it in a way that products are categorized and you could only buy, you know, maybe 10% of your SNAP benefits could be used on things like pop and cookies and sweets, because, you know, everyone deserves a treat once in a while. But I mean, I think that there should be more limits on what people buy.
Yeah, I can meet you there. I can. I'm fine with that. As long as, you know, then you'd get into a system where somebody's buying this for that person, this for that person. That's okay, I guess. But I think the use of draconian's a bit much. But I can understand that here's the thing too. The N stands for nutritional, doesn't it?
Yes.
So how nutritional is Mountain Dew?
I agree with you that they shouldn't be buying it. I'm just reflecting back to a time I was in the grocery store and a young mother was there and her cart was filled with very low cost, high food value food, fresh vegetables, low cost fruit, you know, generic Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
And milk, and she had one package of Hydrox sandwich cookies, and that was the only treat that was in her cart, and she didn't have enough money on her SNAP benefits, and the first thing she put back were those cookies, and her young one started to cry, and I basically handed the woman a $20 bill and said, please don't put those back, because she was making very good choices, and I think if those would be on the banned list, it just seems like some people are making good decisions, but, you know, it's nice to offer your kid a cookie once in a while, too.
No, I get that. I understand that. There's also so much misuse with this, with people selling off and bartering their SNAP cards for different things. Cigarettes, number one. Like, if you talk to anybody out on the street, they'll tell you, yeah, I'd sell off cigarettes for a SNAP card. And that's the way that it works. I'm just calling for deeper reform with this whole system. And when you do that, you put yourself in the crosshairs. And I get that. I'm fine. Look, I do that every day for about 4 hours. And I'm fine with that. We just can't go on and continue with the system the way that it is. I'm not going to sit here and say, like some people will paint you when you go down this road, ah, there's 42 million Americans and they're all freeloaders. That's just not the case. But it's okay to meet in the middle somewhere. And somewhere in the middle is, after this 40 days that we had and all this thing that happened with the government, there should be a panel commissioned or somebody to look into if we're doing the right thing with these SNAP benefits. If the people it's reaching, it's effective. And if there are people who it's reaching are taking great advantage of it. And if there does need to be reform from the product standpoint, because at some level, especially with the soda, with pop, I think it's making places like PepsiCo or Frito-Lay or whatever gabillions and gabillions and gabillions of dollars, and they have absolutely no conscience about it. None, zero, nada. They don't care. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand that yellow van. All right, this is perfect timing for me. So, breaking news, new airport's going to open November 18th. Rich Fitzgerald will be on in the next hour. So, just in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas, this new airport is getting, on their first, like, their first five games are Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, and Georgia. Right out of the chute. They better be ready. I tell you that. They better be ready. Man, November 18th. So they're going to get the pre-Thanksgiving week, then Thanksgiving, then that early December crowd, then Christmas, then returning home from Christmas and the New Year's with some Steeler games built in. Whew! You know, it's one thing to open a new airport in like the middle of June. It's another thing to open a new airport November 18th. I hope they're on their game. I do. I have confidence, but we will see. We'll talk to Rich Fitzgerald about that in just a little bit. We talked to the barber in the slib right now. Barber, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
I hear people calling about Snap, but don't nobody talk about when Costco and Sam Club start accepting Snap. And I think they started accepting Snap maybe around 2004 or 2005, I believe. I don't know.
Okay.
But don't nobody talk about that. You know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not blaming Trump, but Trump gets in office and all of a sudden wants to say Snap, the nutrition. But people.
No, I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know if Trump said that. I said it.
Okay, well, I mean, I heard this before about when he wants the nutrition stuff. But my thing is this. If you're going to change, if you want to change that, the store owners will have to make that decision. Which you can buy with Snap and which you can't buy, which they already do now.
No, but the state makes the decision.
Okay. Well, the state makes that decision and the store follows.
Right.
But the thing is, How come, you know, we talk about nutrition, but what about the processed food?
Well, I agree with that. But, like, take for example, okay, so, all right, you know what bothers me about Snap that's screwed up? That you can go in, Barber, and buy, a 2 liter of pop, right? That's allowed, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's say that you go to where you're in East Liberty. Like you go to the Bryant Street Market or something, right? Or
okay, yeah.
You go to a deli, Food for Thought Deli or whatever. You can't with Snap buy a pre-made sandwich. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I can understand that you can't buy hot food.
Correct.
With Snap, but you can buy hot food with the cash on the card, on the EBT card.
You can't, but you can't buy hot food, but you can buy 5 2-liters of pop.
I agree. I can understand that because I say that too sometimes. I'd rather buy a cold sandwich than get a soda. You know what I'm saying?
100%. 100%.
But sometimes, like Mandini, I think that's his name, the New York governor, right? I mean, New York mayor or whatever.
Yeah, we're close.
He said he wants government-run stores.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if you get a government-run store and they accept Snap, I guarantee they will have regulations on what you can buy with that Snap card. Because to me, that's the only way, like you said, the state can make a law like that, that there you can only buy certain things with Snap, even though you can now. But with these government-run stores, I guarantee you, you probably won't buy a soda in a government-run store with a Snap card.
Well, I will say this. I think it'll depend on what the strongest lobbyists are and what the strongest lobbies are. That's what you'd be able to buy if he got his way. 100%, I think that's the case. I just think we should, this whole product, and this is what I've learned over the past 40 days when we've talked about Snap, and I didn't pay much attention to it before, I'll be frank with you. I've learned that it needs to be reformed. One, there are far too many people on it, but when you say that, people think that you're a jerk and you hate poor people. That's not true at all. I think plenty of people need to be on it and can be assisted by it, but there are far too many people who shouldn't be on it. And the second thing I've learned is it should be a teaching tour. It should be a way to help people nutritionally, because it's right in the acronym about nutrition. Bob's in Bellevue. Hi, Bob.
Hey, I'm 67 years old and retired. Been in the food industry for 51 years, and it's changed from the food stamp system to the access system and now the SNAP system. And I agree. Maybe the pop and things like that shouldn't be allowed, but what's the harm in people buying a bar of soap, laundry detergent, things that people need should be provided on that card along with food? I'm not saying take money away off of people's cards, but they should be able to buy a gallon of laundry detergent.
Or shampoo or toiletries or toilet paper or something like that. Yeah. I agree. Basic things to thrive as a human. I got you. Again, I don't get it. I don't get why you can buy a 3-liter of pop, but you can't buy shampoo. I don't get why you can't buy a rotisserie chicken that, especially in some places, after like 2 or 3 o'clock, they knock it down to half price. You can feed 6 people with that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Top of the hour, I want to get into something with our governor, and I wonder if he's changed a little bit. I mean that. And also, was something funny or not that a local weatherman said yesterday? Meteorologist, I should say. Because my wife laughed very hard, and I just sat there and went, I haven't decided yet. You'll hear what that is coming up in just a little bit. News, top of the hour, KDK.